Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of flavor, southern flavor, that is, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to thank you so much for joining me today from all over the world, from Tokyo, Iran, Norway, Canada, and, of course, all of my faithful listeners in the U.S. And I want to declare over your life today that your life will never be the same again after listening to this broadcast today. You know something? I believe that if you are listening to this broadcast, that you were attracted to this show by the Spirit for the solutions and answers in your life. I want you to awake. I want you to never limit and always be grateful for the goodness of God in your life. And always remember, God has a divine arrangement of good just for you. Doesn't that sound great? Well, how are you doing today? I am doing fine here in sunny, hot Atlanta, Georgia. It has really been hot here in the South, but we are just loving every beautiful minute of that wonderful sunshine. Well, I have had just a great week, a wonderful week. I've been reading all of your emails, and I find it so interesting because people think that it's very strange that I actually read and answer all of my emails. So this week I thought I would be a little naughty, and I read a couple of the emails, and I actually called them personally just to say hello, and it was so interesting. They screamed throughout the entire conversation. So I really want you to continue sending me your great emails. I love to hear how this show is changing your life. Well, today I have a fantastic show for you. My guest is Lee Haskins, and I have a couple of questions for you. Would you like to know the keys to manifesting anything in your life? What about finding out why people come in your life and then they leave? Well, I want you to stay tuned because today Lee will be sharing about how we can begin to shift perception, unlocking the doors to the conscious and unconscious mind. But before he comes, I have a couple of announcements to make. I am so excited about some of my upcoming guests just for you. Are you ready? Within a couple of weeks, Joe Vitale from The Secret, he's going to be talking about the missing secret from The Secret. Don't we all just love Joe? I think he has a great sense of humor, and he just makes things so simple. Dr. Ronald Alexander will be on my show. He's going to be talking about wise mind, open mind. And lastly, Annette Capps will be talking about quantum faith, quantum physics. And for those of you who know Charles Capps, she is the daughter of Charles Capps. So I want you to keep listening and remember, go back and listen to any of the archive messages. If you want to listen to Jack Canfield or any of the other people, you can always go back and listen to them. All right, I have a short message that I want you to hear from one of my favorite people in the world, and I want you to take a listen in, okay? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Leticia, and I currently live in Oslo, Norway. And I'm here just to talk a little bit about my coaching sessions with Constance. Constance used strategies that enabled me to finally express my true feelings of fear, inadequacy, and low self-esteem. She then worked on the deep issues that needed to be dealt with. Ultimately, my life drastically changed. Once I realized that my life was just not a reflection of my childhood, but it was also a reflection of my own choices. I then chose to take responsibility for where my life was, and I can honestly say I have made significant changes through this self-love process. Also, she had a book that I discovered, and I read it, and it forced me to look within myself. And upon reading the book, I realized that I had so much more to offer, and now I can say that I'm authentically seeing myself the way I should. So I thank her for all that she has done and all that she will continue to do in my life. Thank you, Constance.
Well, that was a great message from one of my clients. You know, I coach people all over the world, and I would love to partner with you to begin to create the life of your dreams. You know that I've coached almost 10,000 people in my career, and I would just love to help take you to the next level. So please go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and take a look at the products page. And I want you to stay tuned because at the end, I have a special discount announcement for you regarding my book. Well, are you ready? Today, my guest is Mr. Lee A. Haskins, and Lee is the author of two books, Shift in Perception and The Transformational Shift. And can you believe it? He is in the process of writing his third book, Transcending the Illusion. And Lee has studied the mind and the metaphysical for over 20 years, and he believes that our experiences are created through our belief systems and our perceptions. And how many of you all know that that is nothing but the truth? And through the exploration of these dynamics, great changes can occur. He currently lives in Phoenix, and we're going to be talking about shifting perception, unlocking the doors to the conscious and the unconscious mind. And I'm just really excited about how Lee and I met. And so, Lee, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. It's a real big honor to be here. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to tell the listeners about how you and I met. And for all of my listeners, every Sunday I'm very prayerful. I usually have people booked for months in advance, and I'm very prayerful about who I bring on the show. And I was just browsing through Amazon.com, and I happened, and how many of you know that nothing just happens, to see his book on shifting perception, and I just got a hunch or a leading of the spirit that I should contact him, and I emailed him, and Lee, here we are together.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal the way the universe works, isn't it?
It is. So share with our listeners a little bit about your life and a summary of your life's journey.
Sure. I was probably about, 13 or 14 when I came across this metaphysical radio show that came on late Sunday nights. I'm from the Detroit area, and it used to come on really late at night. And so I would stay up and listen to that. I was just drawn to it for some reason. They used to talk about crystals and astral projection and energy healing, and I thought, wow, this is really different, you know, from what I'm used to, you know, being taught. And even though we used to go to church when I was growing up, I kind of felt that there was always something missing. And this information I kind of resonated with, and I felt that it was important for me to start learning it. And so as I got older, my fascination with the metaphysical world just continued to grow. And then I started to really grasp concepts about how the mind works. And so I became fascinated with that. I started reading a lot of books on psychic abilities and ESP and hypnosis. And I'm not really sure where the mind came in. I was trying to figure that out, and I don't know where I got that that fascination from, but it's always been something that I've been drawn to. And so over the years, I've read a lot of books and studied that tremendously. And so probably about 15 years ago, I bought a set of what are called brainwave CDs. And basically what they are they're CDs that you listen to that balance the right and left hemispheres of the brain. And you can use them for all different kinds of things, for creativity, for relaxation, for, you know, stress, whatever you need. And so the particular one that I purchased and I listened to first, it was for creativity. And one of the many things that I do is I write music. And so I had listened to the CD at night, and the next day I got up and I wrote one of the most intense, amazing pieces of music that I had written in my life. And for me, it was life-changing to actually have had the experience to be able to actually understand and feel what the power of the mind could do. And so from there, the journey kept progressing and progressing, and I still continue to read and study on and off. And then when The Secret came out, some friends of mine had brought over the movie, and I watched it, and it was almost like everything just fell into place for me. All the material that I had been studying and learning over the years, I finally understood the bigger picture and how it all fit together, because up until that point, I just had little bits and pieces. And so I watched the movie several times, but I kind of felt that there was a lot of information that I still didn't have. And so that was really when my journey began. I usually read about one or two books a week, so I just went into this complete study mode, and I just can never get enough information. And the more I learn, the more excited I get, and the more I find that I don't know. And it's just opened up so many doors for me, and it's been an amazing, amazing journey.
And so, Lee, why do you think that I was attracted to your book and attracted to emailing you? And I want you to answer that question, because I want my listeners to hear that if you are vibrating at a certain level, if you are in faith, if you are in a place of being and knowing, even though you may feel that nobody knows where I am, how will I ever get discovered, somebody will contact you. So, Lee, what do you think that was?
I know exactly what it was, Constance, because over Memorial Day weekend, I had been talking to a colleague of mine, and I said, you know, I really need to spend a long weekend in meditation, and the three-day weekend was coming up, and I said, what a perfect time to do this. So I took two of the days, and I just did nothing but meditate and studied and really relaxed with everything, and I decided, I didn't even really set an intention for what was going to happen. I basically said to the universe and to spirit, I said, whatever is next for me, just show me the way. And so many wonderful things have come up since then. And when I got your email, I just got all excited, because I knew exactly when it happened and what caused it.
And nothing just happens. And, you know, you
Absolutely.
Talked about the law of attraction. You know, that is the buzzword right now. And I do a lot of teaching on a lot of the principles in The Secret. So for our listeners, share, how does the law of attraction work? And what do you say to people when they tell you, Lee, I've tried to use this law of attraction, or I've tried to manifest things into my life, and it's just not working?
Right, and I get that a lot, actually. A lot of people tell me that. And I think you're right, there has been a lot of hype about it, you know, especially since The Secret came out in the last few years. And I think that there's a lot of misconceptions about how, you know, how it's actually used and what to do. And there's a lot of other elements that are involved. It's not just this particular law that's important.
Okay.
But everything has to do with energy. Everything is an energetic frequency that you're sending out by your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. Anything you do, say, think, feel, that all sends out energy. And as we know from the law of karma, which is whatever you put out, you get back, you're sending out an energetic frequency, and you're going to return something within that energetic frequency back to you. Now, it may not be the exact thing that you're trying to manifest, because it's a frequency band, and so it's going to be something within that frequency. For example, you know, energy collects, so the more that you give something your attention, the more energy is going to collect towards it, and the more it's going to come back to you, and the quicker it's going to come back to you.
So give me an example of that. So if a person is thinking about, I don't have any money, then more lack and scarcity would come into their lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because what you're doing is you're actually feeding that fear with your attention. And the more that you're giving the energy to your fear and your emotions, especially through your feelings, because when we have a fear of lack or any kind of fear, we're emitting some pretty strong feelings and emotions about that. And those are really, really strong. In fact, a lot of people now believe, there's been a lot of studies done, where the heart is actually our creative center. And so if we're creating from our heart, but that's where our feelings and our emotions are coming from, then we better make sure that they're good feelings and emotions coming out, so that we don't get back what we're fearing.
Absolutely.
And you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, we may not exactly get the thing that we're fearing, but we're going to get something that's going to give us those same energetic frequency qualities. So we may not have the experience of maybe, you know, losing everything that we have, but we'll have something that still has that same frequency attached to it that's going to be just as uncomfortable of a situation.
So is that why the rich get richer and the poor get poor?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it's all a fear of lack. And there's so much fear out there, especially nowadays with everything that's going on in the world. And so, you know, one of the things that I like to do is to try to teach people how to be calm and relax and not put out those feelings of fear.
Okay. Well, if you want to ask Lee a question, I want you to call him. That number is 347-326 9837, and I see we already have a couple of callers, Lee, but I want you to talk about the mind. You know, God has given us such a powerful instrument, and share with our listeners, what is the difference between the conscious and the unconscious mind, and why in the world would that be important to us?
Well, basically, there are, you know, those two parts of the mind, but I do want to clarify. When I use the term unconscious, it's what most people in psychology refer to as the subconscious mind. It's just the term I prefer to use because of the way that the word is phrased. But basically, your conscious mind is the mind that you use to think with and reason things out and make determinations and decisions. It's the part of your mind that, you know, how sometimes you can never shut off your thoughts and it just keeps going on and on and on. That's your conscious mind working. And the unconscious mind is basically like a warehouse of all the information from every single experience you've had. So you can recall feelings and senses, you know, your things that you saw, things that you smelled. That's why you can be walking through a store and you can smell a perfume and it'll instantly trigger a memory of your grandmother or something.
Right.
Because your mind automatically will remember that and bring up experiences for you. And so everything that's programmed in our mind, our reality is playing out from that programming. So it's very important to know what our mind is programmed with and be able to change the programs that we're not happy with and run new programs from them so that we can start experiencing the reality that we want to create for ourselves.
And so if any of you are listening and you want to call in and ask Lee a question, maybe about something that you've been trying to manifest, maybe you're feeling frustrated because you might have seen The Secret like I have maybe 40 times, and you know that there is more in life for you, I want you to call in at 347-326-9837. And Lee, we're going to take one of these callers and see how you can help them, okay? Caller
okay.
With the last number 4525. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Would you like to ask Lee a question?
I sure would. Thank you very much. Lee, I'm wondering, I'm in a job that I'm not really happy with, and I'm sure that's probably the case for a lot of people. I'm building the business of my dreams, and what I'm wondering is, when I'm in my work environment where I'm not happy, what can I do to sort of stay positive so that I don't invite that negativity you guys were talking about?
That's a great question because, you know, so many people who've been downsized or laid off, they're now thinking in terms of entrepreneurship, or 80% of all people who work hate what they do. So how can this caller keep his vibration really high while he really is not in love with his work?
I've been there many times in my life, so I know what you're going through, believe me. Basically, first of all, congratulations to you for still continuing to pursue your dreams, because a lot of people will just get caught in the everyday, you know, rut and not go after what they want to accomplish in their life. So I'm very glad that you're doing that. Basically, the best thing to do is to try to, and I know it's difficult at first, but the best thing to do is to try to look at your situation that you're in at work as just a situation at work, and try your best not to bring it home with you. What I would suggest is, when you get home, let that be the end of your work day and just continue to create the life that you need to. And when you're at work, try to look at it as through the eyes of a positive situation, as opposed to a negative one. Even though you're going through a lot of stuff at work, try to just be grateful for having a job at this point in your life, and be grateful for the money coming in. Those are very big keys. And I want to throw out there too, now that you mentioned this, one of the first couple of episodes of Lost, there's a scene where two of the main characters are talking about fear, and I think this would really apply in this situation too, and it's one of the most powerful things. The one character says that whenever he would get afraid, he would say, okay, I'm going to allow the fear to be here for 5 seconds, and then he'd count to five, and then after that, the fear would be gone. And you can do the same thing with any kind of a negative situation that you're in. If you're unhappy, if you're feeling scared, if you're feeling angry or frustrated, just do that. Just allow it for a few seconds, because the more you ignore it and push it away, it's still going to come up to the surface eventually, and it's going to do more harm than good. So at least allow it to come in, recognize it, and then let it be there for a few seconds, and then let it be done and move on.
Great answer. That's a great answer. So many people need to know that. You know, in the movie The Secret, there was a great saying, Lee, that thoughts become things. So
absolutely.
If everything starts with a thought, could you walk me through that whole process of what happens after we have a thought? Maybe what happens after we have repeated thoughts of, that can never happen to me, or you have to work hard for money. So what is that process like?
Well, basically, you're right. Everything does start with a thought. I mean, we wouldn't have buildings or phones or computers or anything if it wasn't thought of first. And this is the same thing with fear. We wouldn't have fear if we didn't think about it. We wouldn't have money issues if we didn't think about it. And so what happens is we start thinking, and then one thought leads to another thought, which leads to another thought. And then eventually we start talking to our friends and our family about it and how miserable we are. And then it starts, you know, and even between the thought and the speaking process, there's something that happens inside of you, and that's your feelings and emotions. And when those start going, all those things, your thoughts, your speech, your feelings, your emotions, those are all creating energetic frequencies that are going out and attracting the very thing that you're talking about. And so it can be a bad thing if it's about something you don't want, and it can also be a good thing. I mean, you can generate that same kind of excitement if it's something that you're working on manifesting in your life. If you are starting your own business, or if you, you know, if you are starting a project, or you're doing something that you absolutely love. So it can actually work both ways. And so then what happens is after we start talking about it and thinking about it and feeling about it, then we start taking some kind of an action. And the more things, the more elements that go into the manifestation process, the more you're building that energy and the more it's going to come back to you. So, again, it's extremely important. And you don't have to go to extremes, you know, about what you say and what you think. But if you can start monitoring your thoughts, and when you start going, seeing yourself going through the pattern of one bad thought after another, just stop yourself and then start thinking about something else. Replace those thoughts. And as silly as it may sound, over time, you're basically training your mind to change the way that you think. And once you change the way that you think, you won't have to worry so much about changing the way that you speak and feel and act, because those things will just happen naturally.
So thoughts do become things, and our feelings and emotions are just so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're very, very important, because we're creating from our feelings and from everything that we're doing. Everything that we put out is going to come back to us in some form or fashion.
That is so powerful. You know, there's been such an emphasis on the law of attraction. However, there are so many other universal laws. So what can you share with our listeners about the other universal laws that exist, and why do we need to be aware of them?
Okay, well, one that I can discuss with you, I mean, there's tons of them. There's actually over 100 that I've read about. But one of them that's very important is the law of cause and effect, and that kind of goes along with what we were talking about. Everything that happens to you has a cause. And so if you take a look at a situation you're in and say, well, how did I end up here? Because this wasn't what I wanted for myself, or this wasn't what I was trying to manifest. Start looking back and seeing what you did to actually create that, because my belief is that we are responsible for every single thing that happens to us, whether we want to admit it or not. And unless you can go back and see how you created where you're at now, it's kind of hard to take responsibility. But once you can start looking back and saying, oh, I did this, or I acted this way, or I said this, or this is how I felt, that's why I'm here now, then you can start making changes. And the other way that the law works is that everything that you do has an effect on something else. And so this is very important, because we want to also be putting out the positive frequencies, but you never know what one little smile is going to do to affect somebody's day. And adversely, you don't know what one negative comment is going to do to ruin their day as well.
That is so true. Well, if you're just joining me, we're talking about shifting perception and how we can begin to explore conscious creation of our dreams. And Lee Haskins is just giving us some great information. And I think I see another caller on the line, Lee. Let's go ahead and talk to this caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Could you speak up a little bit louder?
Yeah, sure. How's that?
Okay, great. Do you have a question for Lee?
I sure do. It kind of fits into what you guys have been talking about, obviously, but I want to tie it back in a little bit to the conscious and the unconscious mind, because that's really of interest to me, and talking about words having power. So basically, when people are saying affirmations or simple positive words that they're wanting to focus and manifest, such as hope or money or whatever it is, why does doing that actually shift their experience if what's in that person's reality at the moment is different than what they're actually affirming?
Great question. The power of affirmations and words. How would you answer that, Lee?
Well, basically, what you're doing when you do affirmations, and I do definitely believe in affirmations. I don't believe that it's the be-all, end-all of the process because there's so many more things that you need to be aware of, but I think it's a great place to start. And the reason for that is, as I was talking about earlier with the unconscious mind, your mind is programmed. It's been programmed since you were born. Well, actually, from before you were born, with all kinds of sensory experiences, all the things that your parents taught you and that you learned in school or from your church, and all those things are housed in your mind and they're playing out in your reality. And so many people aren't even aware of what is in their minds or why things are playing out for them. And so these programs are there, and by doing the affirmations, you're actually changing that program. So let's say, for example, you have a situation where when you were growing up, you were told that you'll never amount to anything and you'll never be successful. And so you have this belief system, and everything that's come up in your life is showing you how you will not amount to anything and you will not be successful because that's what your mind is programmed with. And so that's what your mind is going to show you. So by doing affirmations, and even if it sounds silly at first to say, oh, I'm great, I'm going to be successful, or I am successful, it's actually changing that programming, and it's through repetition. And I think repetition is so important because the more you can do it, then you start believing it. And it's not going to happen right away where you can say you're going to be successful and you'll have the feelings to go along with that or the experiences to go along with that. But the more you do it over time, it's going to replace the old programming. And that's what it's all about, is replacing what programs are not working for you with the ones that you want to program yourself with so that you can be successful and so that you can love yourself and so that you can do the things that you want to do.
That's a powerful answer. I remember one of my mentors said to me, Lee, he said that when you are affirming or declaring or decreeing anything over your life, even though you may not see it or feel it, you're actually speaking truth. And eventually
yes.
That truth will manifest in your life.
Absolutely.
So that's great insight. I know you don't feel it. Some of my listeners, if you say that money is coming to me or I'm rich, I always tell people, Lee, to begin to affirm what they can believe.
Yes.
For example, if you cannot believe that I'm a millionaire, you may want to say that money comes to me easily and effortlessly under grace in perfect ways. Can you believe that? Then begin declaring or speaking that.
Right. And, there's another technique that's really good. It came from the Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. And I've read it several times, but I just recently read it again. And he was talking about this very issue. And what he suggests is rather than saying the actual affirmation, you just say the word success or health or wealth. Because then you're not placing any kind of cap on it. You're not putting a label on it. You're just saying success. And therefore, your mind is going to be programmed with success. And then you don't have the dichotomy there between, well, I don't feel like I'm successful, so this isn't going to work.
Great answer. I love that. You talk a lot about vibrational frequency. And, sometimes we'll walk in a room, Lee, and we might say, oh, I felt his vibes. So
mm-hmm.
Could you explain vibration and frequency, and what in the world does that have to do with our experiences and manifesting our dreams?
Well, basically, because everything is energy and because everything that we put out through our thoughts, feelings, actions, emotions, etc., is energy, it's so good to be in tune with what you're feeling. I think intuition is extremely important, and it is actually one of our senses. It's just not a sense that most people are familiar with using or how to use. I use my intuition all the time because whenever you meet somebody or whenever you go walk into a building or whatever, a lot of times you'll get a little feeling in your stomach or in your heart. And that's the little nudge from spirit to say, this is a good thing for you or this is a bad thing for you. And so if we can tune into that, that's a frequency, and that's a little message. And there's so many signs that spirit gives us. So many little synchronicities or coincidences or just little signs to know that this is the right path to take. And so it's being in tune with your intuition and listening to that and then adjusting that to your own self and actually getting out of your mind and listening to your intuition instead of what your mind is telling you.
That's a great answer, and so many of my listeners I know have really been struggling with that, and I love his book, and I'm going to really suggest that you go on Amazon.com and get his book, Shift in Perception, because this was an easy read for me, and I learned so much from this book. You are very knowledgeable, you're very smart, and I feel that you have a lot of answers for my listeners, and I'm just looking in the chat room because I'm going to ask you a question about our belief system. And one of my listeners wants to know, what are limiting beliefs and what exercises can we begin to implement to overcome these? I know you talk a lot about beliefs and how they impact our lives.
Yes, absolutely. I think the belief system is one of the most important keys to this whole thing.
Absolutely.
And again, because our whole life is running from our belief systems. Limiting beliefs, they could have come from anywhere. As I was speaking about earlier, they could come from your childhood, from your teachers, your relatives, your peers. I mean, peer pressure will do a lot, to instill different things in you. Excuse me. So basically, a limiting belief is when you're programmed with information that says, I can't do X. I'm not good enough to do this. I'm not good enough to be successful. And you limit yourself because that's what you believe that you are limited to. And there's so much of that going on in everybody's life. I mean, to a degree, we all have limiting beliefs. And the best way to do it, again, to start with the affirmations. One thing that I would highly recommend is to take a look at the things that you want to accomplish in your life, and I talk about this a lot in my book. Take a look at something that you want to accomplish or something that you want to do and say to yourself, has this been done before? And if it's been done before, then ask yourself the question, why can't I do it if somebody else has done it? What is the difference? If somebody else has done it, it's repeatable and I can do it too. And that'll start changing, and again, it's a process, but it'll start changing the way that your mind is working to be able to realize that you have the same potential that anybody else does to do the same thing. And anybody can be successful. I mean, there's people who have started with nothing, with no education, no money, and they're the billionaires of today's society. And even in a weak economy, when we've seen recessions, there are still people that are making money. So,
right.
But it's the fear. It always comes back to fear. It's always about the fear that you can't do something or that you'll never be able to accomplish it. And what I tell people is, you know what? If you take the first step to try to do something that works towards your dream, then you're successful. The only time that you fail is if you do nothing.
Right. So if a person has a limiting belief about I cannot be successful, then they just need to take what I call small baby steps towards
mm-hmm.
that dream. And as they begin to take the steps, those belief systems are diminished or deleted or changed or eventually will be shattered. Is that correct?
Oh, I agree. I agree. You know, when I decided that I was going to start writing a book, I had no idea how to write a book. I mean, I had written music and I had written poetry and short stories, but I had no idea how to undertake such a project like this. And I was basically, I mean, all the information came to me. I did a lot of my own research, but there would be times where I would get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I would write all day until 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd get up the next day and I'd read what I wrote, and I wouldn't even remember it. Because when you're in the flow and when you allow spirit to move through you,
right.
And you allow things to happen, it's just going to happen. And that creativity comes to you and the answers come to you that you need. You just have to be open to it.
I always say that when you begin to just take small baby steps toward your manifestation or toward your dreams, that the entire universe sits on tiptoe and all of the invisible forces come to help you.
I like
and
that.
So, well, thank you.
I
practice that on a daily basis, and my story for all of my listeners is all of you all know, that's my little southern accent there, Lee, I had to throw in, that I started this show just to serve, just to help people, and I had no idea that it would become one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk in the self-help category. I had no idea that I would have New York Times bestsellers every week. Why did that happen? Because I sent an email. I made a phone call. So small baby steps lead to large dreams. So that's just a great way of putting it, Lee. So let's talk a little bit about releasing. You talk a little bit about releasing when we're in the process of manifestation and allowing. Explain that to our listeners, because those are two areas that I think we really need to get more insight into.
Sure, and I think there are two of the most important steps, because I think that most people have a problem with allowing, and I found this with myself. I grew up in a family where, I mean, we were constantly thanking everybody for doing something for us. We were, you know, we'd all go out to eat as a family, you know, with my grandparents, my aunt and uncle. We'd all be out to eat, and everybody wanted to pay the bill. And there was this huge argument, no, you paid last time, I'm going to pay, no. And what I realized, you know, as an adult, you know, after I started learning all this information, is that they weren't really allowing anything to happen. It wasn't really a bad argument, but it was, you know, it was this discussion about, no, I'm going to do this for you. And everybody wanted to do something for somebody else instead of allowing someone else to do it for them. And so I realized that I brought that pattern into my adult life, and I'd go out with friends and they'd say, oh, I'm going to pay. And it's like, no, I got it. I'll take care of it, you know. And it was the same thing. And so I had to change that pattern within myself. And if somebody offered to do something for me, now I say, okay, thank you very much. I don't stop them from doing something. Because
so how can a person allow more money, more love? How can we begin to allow more money, more love, more wealth, more abundance into our lives? Everybody says that they want abundance, but they aren't allowing. And why is that?
Because of fear. I think it all comes down to fear. And then we go back to releasing, because if you can release the control over having the money come in or how the money is going to show up, then you can allow it to come in. And also you need to release things that aren't serving a purpose in your life. And this can be anything from material possessions to situations that you may be in that aren't serving you. It could be a relationship that you're in that's not serving a purpose in your life anymore, or that's causing some kind of discord in your manifestation process. So when we release those things, our energy can go somewhere else, and we can allow a different kind of energy to flow in and replace the energy that we are not getting any use out of anymore with something positive.
That's such a great answer. And, you know, my chat room was just going wild over you, Lee. They're saying, I love his responses. He gives great answers. I'm going to download this again and again and listen to it. So I'm really grateful you're just giving great answers to people all over the world. And
well, thank
one
you,
question,
Constance and everyone.
Well, one question that I have to ask you is that the number one question that I get from people all over the world is, how can I attract the love of my life? How can I attract my soulmate? And I know you have a chapter in your book that explains why sometimes people flow in and out of our lives. We're all waiting with bated breath to hear the answer to that question, Lee.
Okay.
Why do people come into our lives and we want to hold on to them very tightly and do not want to release them, and then they leave?
Well, I think ultimately, if you look at any situation that anybody's in the whole entire world, I think what everybody genuinely wants is love, regardless of whatever else is going on in their life. If you're loved and you can feel that love, then nothing else really matters.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of times people will grasp onto what they think love is because it may be attention or they've got somebody there with them, even though it may not be a good situation. I mean, we all have known people, I'm sure, that have been in, you know, in very bad relationships, but they'll continue to stay with that person because there's somebody there. And even though it's not a real sense of love, there's somebody there to be there with them, and it's some kind of attention. And so what we need to do is we need to, again, release the things that are in our lives that are not serving us. If we're in a relationship where we really don't feel that love or we're not happy, we need to perhaps think about moving on and allowing something else better to come in. And it's in the releasing of the attachment. So we can't be too attached to either who it is or how we're going to meet them. And I also believe that when people, I've known a lot of people that actually go out and intentionally look for a husband or a wife, and it never seems to work because we're looking, we're trying to control it, and we're not allowing spirit to come in and say, okay, I'm gonna give you a situation and have a person show up in your life that's going to be perfect for you. So we need to allow that to happen.
Right, and I always say that the what is up to us, but the how is up to God.
Exactly.
How it comes. And I know you have a great chapter on detachment. So how can you want something, for example, lovely, and then not be attached to it?
Well, it's okay to want love. And it's okay to
desire
want
love. I don't like the word want, to desire love.
Yeah, I don't
love.
Either. You know what? I use the word desire a lot, too. But it's okay to desire those things because we're human, you know, and I believe that we're here to experience the wonderful things that this planet has to offer and this universe and God. I mean, there's so much here to enjoy, and I think that's why we're here. So to deny ourselves of that would be wrong. But I think, again, it's the attachment to the actual having to have it. When you have to have something, you're putting out a frequency of desperation. And so what you're attracting is more desperation instead of the love that you're looking for or the money that you're looking for or the job that you're looking for. And so if we're putting out desperation, that's the wrong way to attract anything. Or if we're putting out fear that we're going to be alone for the rest of our lives, that's the wrong way to put out our frequencies. So what we want to do is we want to still continue to desire that love and that money and that job or whatever it should be. We still want to continue to desire that and put attention toward it, but not be so attached to having to have it right this minute. We're in a society right now where we want it now and tomorrow's too late.
And somebody said that if you desire something but you can live without it, that manifestation will come quickly to you. And
right.
So for my listeners who desire love and you desire abundance, I think, Lee, the example that you gave is very powerful, that if you would just put your attention on what you want and then be grateful for what you have in your life now.
Mm-hmm.
And then just let the universe surprise you. I always say God has amazing ways and channels to get your desires to you, and he loves to surprise us. So I just love that.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Well, I want to ask you about manifesting, creating and manifesting our dreams. I understand that you put together a manifestation process. What is that process?
Well, it's going to sound a little bit long because there are a lot of things to be considered, and I use this basically as a reference tool when people say, things aren't working for me, nothing's showing up that I'm trying to manifest, this doesn't work. And so even though the list is long, all the steps are very short, and they're very small, and they're very simple.
Okay, we have we have 18 minutes.
No, but it's not that big. But basically, everything starts with your intention. What do you intend to manifest into your life? Okay, and that's the first thing, and you got to be as clear as possible. You may not get exactly what you're looking for because, again, we're working with frequency and not specific items or people or experiences. So your intention is very important.
So, Lee, should they write this intention down on a piece of paper? Or should they just have it in their minds, or do they just need to be clear about what their intention is?
However the person feels most comfortable. I don't like to really put too many processes into place because everybody absorbs information differently and everybody will use their own way through the process. You can write it down. You can meditate and do visualization. You can use a vision board. However it is most comfortable for that person is what I would recommend. Because if I'm not, I've worked with a lot of people who aren't visual people, and
right.
So if I tell them that the way to do it is through visualization and they can't visualize very well, then it's not going to work for them.
Great.
So whatever the best thing for that person is what I would suggest. And so from the intention, then you have your thoughts, feelings, and actions, like we discussed before. And then you want to do what's called living as if, which is kind of like what the one caller asked about the affirmations. It's how do I live like this and say these affirmations if that's not really what I'm experiencing? But the more you can live as if it's already happened and you already have those things and generate that excitement, you're sending out more of the positive frequencies. And then you detach from the outcome of having to have what it is you're manifesting. You allow. You keep your beliefs strong. And then
how do you keep your beliefs strong?
You keep your beliefs strong by continuing the affirmations, continuing to know that it's going to happen. And a lot of people, I mean, there's a big difference between belief and faith. And faith is basically where, you have a situation where this hasn't happened to you before, but you have faith that it will. And if you can have unwavering, pure faith, then it'll happen. But most of us get caught up in, but I don't think it's going to happen like that, or this is too big for me, I can't do this. So what I tell people is start off small. Start off with this whole process, if you've never done it before, with something small. You know, try to manifest something that, is very rare for you to see in a day. I've known people that have said, okay, I want to manifest a blue feather, and that's what they'll focus on, and then it shows up. And so once you have that little bit of belief and you can know, hey, I can manifest this feather, now I can go for something bigger and bigger and bigger. So you can kind of build up your beliefs like that. That's a good way to do it. And then the rest of it basically is, you know, paying attention to your programming and what your old patterns and habits are coming up, you know, what they're doing to you, and get rid of your doubt and fear, and then just release and let go and let it happen. And that's basically the process.
So, Lee, on a daily basis, do you have a ritual? Share with our listeners what you do in your own life personally. Do you meditate? Do you pray? I mean, if you're reading two books a week, you don't have. You sound like me, Lee. I read everything prior to anyone coming on my show, so I'm always reading and listening to CDs or looking at DVDs. So what is the ritual that you have in your own life personally?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's a lot of different things that I do. I do pray, and I do meditate. I basically have been using a program that's been around since the 50s called the Jose Silva method, and that works really good for me. And so I use that occasionally. There's other times that I do different meditations. It all depends on what I'm feeling that day that I need or that would be good for me. You know, if my mind is racing with a lot of thoughts, I have a particular meditation that I do where you breathe in really slow and you breathe out really slow. You do that a few times, and then you start incorporating a phrase. And this is really good for affirmations, too. Like, you could use, I am perfectly healthy and happy. And every time that you breathe in, you go a little bit slower each time, and you say the phrase a little bit slower each time. And it slows down enough so that your brain waves start to slow down and you get rid of all those thoughts. And it really works wonders.
Very interesting. So your book is called Shifting Perception, and I know the word shift means to move or transfer from one place or position to another or to alter. What does the term shifting perception mean, and why is that important to my listeners?
Well, basically, what I believe shifting perception is you can take any situation. Let's say we have, we go to a dinner, and there's 10 of us sitting around the table, and we all go to dinner, and after the dinner, somebody comes and interviews us and says, what happened during the dinner? We're going to get 10 different responses, and some of the people are going to say, oh, I had a wonderful time, and everybody was so nice, and some of the people might say, oh, I had a lousy time, the food was terrible. We're all going to have a different perspective on what happened, even though we experienced the same thing. We also, and that's based on our programming and the way that we've been brought up and our belief systems. You know, we've always heard the phrase, is the glass half empty or half full? And the way that we look at those kind of situations determines how our life is going to play out. I know a lot of people who see the glass as half empty, and those people, and I used to be like that, and those people will have more and more negative experiences. And when you can turn it around and look at the positive things in any situation, you're going to be able to see that glass as half full, and more positive things are going to come into your life. So what shifting perception is taking any situation, no matter how bad it may seem, and looking for the positive in it, because there is always a balance. There is always something good that's going to come out of a situation, even though we may not see it initially. But we can always be grateful for having the experience, for having gone through it and what we've learned, how we've grown, who we've met. There's always something that we can get out of it. And so the more we can do that and shift our perception of a situation, the more we're going to be able to see the positive things in our life, because that's where our focus is going to be.
That's a great answer. I know Dr. John DeMartini from The Secret shared the same thing that you did, in that whenever he's had a very difficult situation, he would take a great look at that situation and said, okay, God, what am I supposed to learn from this? And then just maybe write out 20 or 30 gratitude statements because that particular experience has come into his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always easy to do, Lee, because so many times we want to focus on what's happening, how terrible it is. But I guess if we're really working the law of attraction, which says keep our mind and feelings only on what we desire, that when we're in a state of gratitude, then that situation changes.
Right, and it may not be easy to do or be possible to do right away in a situation either. I mean, if you're dealing with something particularly traumatic, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing that, because you're going to get angry and you're not going to want to think about the positive things. But,
right.
You know, once you've gotten over an initial shock, or you're able to actually calm down and relax, then you can start doing that. And it actually does help quite a bit, because I think a lot of people don't realize how much that we do have to be grateful for, regardless of what's going on out there in the world right now.
And so what is your take on gratitude? What has been your experience, your research, your knowledge about gratitude?
Well, there's also a universal law of gratitude, and that basically states that, you know, just like, because gratitude is energy too, and it's an energetic frequency of feeling and emotion and thought. And so when we're putting out those frequencies of gratitude and being grateful for what we have, by law, we're only going to get back more things to be grateful for. And so the more we can appreciate, the more great things are going to come to us. And I've seen that happen over and over and over again. I'm grateful every day when I get up that I'm alive and that I'm breathing and that I have so much to experience and that I have a roof over my head and food on the table and wonderful friends and wonderful experiences. And that it's wonderful to be able to appreciate everything, because for a long time I didn't. I never realized how important gratitude was. But in order to keep the process going, it's a flow. Everything is a flow. What comes out goes back. And so if we keep in that flow of being grateful and positive and happy and focusing on the good things in our life, we can't help but attract good things to us.
Well, you know, Lee, interestingly enough, in my business, people always ask me, how do you have such a large clientele? And one thing that I say is that I am grateful for my clients even before I have them.
Right.
So right now I am sending out waves and vibes and thanks of gratitude for my new clients who have not manifested yet.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So I've been doing that for years, and I'm just like you. When you're grateful for what you have, maybe you only have maybe $100. Sometimes in the past when I did not have a lot of money, Lee, I would take maybe that $1 bill or that $5 bill, and I would hold it up, and I said, God, thank you for this $5.
Right.
And and a law is something that works every time. It's like the law of electricity. It will work for anyone who will work it. So when you're grateful for what you have, then more comes to you.
Right.
Well, Lee, can you believe that our time is almost up? What did you want to say about gratitude? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say one more thing, because when we were talking about manifesting money before, I just thought of it. I wanted to comment that a lot of people don't realize how abundant that they really are. I mean, they might not have that money in their wallet, but, you know, we should also be appreciative and recognize the things that people do for us as favors or taking us out to dinner or buying us something. I mean, that's all part of the abundance. So even though we may not see it in a monetary form, it doesn't mean that the universe isn't working to bring us what we need.
Right, and you talked about favor, and somebody said to me that one day of favor can diminish 20 years of labor.
Oh,
so that means that
wow.
Somebody can come into your life and do something, open a door for you, and then your whole life changes. And maybe you might have been working for that for 20 years. And I tell people, don't ask for money, just ask for a favor.
Right.
And when favor comes into your life, it's just like money.
I like that.
Thank you. You get your heart's desires. Well, Lee, you have been awesome. I'm going to have you to come back, because you are so sharp, and I love your answers. And like I said, everybody in my chat room, they're just ranting and raving about you. They have little smiley faces all over the chat room. So share with my listeners all over the world how they can contact you, what your products are, your services, seminars, coaching, website.
Okay. My website is shiftingperception.com. And my books are available there, and they're also available on Amazon.com. And my email address is also on my website, but it's lee@shiftingperception.com. As you mentioned, I am working on my third book, and I'm also working on I have a colleague named Carla that we do seminars here locally, and we're going to be expanding that. We're going to be putting some workshops together as well. And I'm also working on a project with her and another colleague. We're making who is a certified hypnotherapist, and we're making some hypnosis and meditation CDs unlike anything that anybody's ever seen before. So I won't give anything away, but they'll be out soon.
Well, make sure that I get one, Lee.
You will. You will.
And so in our last remaining minutes, what would you like to leave with our listeners?
I think the most important thing I could say to everyone is just go out and live your dreams. In the grand scheme of things, we're here for such a short time. And to me, there's nothing more exciting than doing what I love. And I'm doing what I love. And it's the best feeling in the world. And if I could share that with everybody and give that to everybody, I would.
Well, you know, that comes through because you're so passionate. You're very smart, I can tell. that you are well read. You were an easy guest, and your answers, I love the techniques and the tips, the fact that you gave great examples. And it's rare that I invite people back on my show, but
wow.
I'm going to invite you back on my show again, and I can really see you being on the New York Times bestsellers list.
Oh, Constance, thank you so much. It would be an honor to come back. And thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been wonderful. And thank you for all the listeners.
You're welcome. Well, wasn't that just great? That was so powerful. And I am going to encourage all of you once again to go on Amazon.com and get his book, Shifting Perception, Exploring Conscious Creation, Shattering Paradigms, and Fulfilling Your Higher Purpose. It was a very easy read for me, and you will enjoy it. And as I said, you need to hear something 11 times before it really gets into your subconscious or into your spirit so that you can begin to really implement it into your life. Well, I am so grateful that you have joined me tonight. And once again, I just want to thank you for making my show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to tell you about the great opportunity that I have available for you. As I said earlier, I think my client talked about my book, and I want you to really go online, and I'm going to be discounting my book for the next 7 days, and the name of my book is Secrets to Success. And the interesting thing is that as soon as you purchase my book, you can download it and start reading it. And the reason that I want you to get my book is because so many of you are dealing with limiting beliefs, and part one of the book really deals with how you can identify, number one, delete, change, or diminish those beliefs and begin to live the life of your dreams. So from July 11th, which is today, until next Sunday, July 18th, I'm going to be reducing my book, Secrets of Success, to $14.99. So as soon as you purchase it, you can download it. And really, this book is 20 years worth of my experiences, and it's really going to help you, as I said earlier, to identify and eliminate those mental barriers and emotional blocks that have been holding you back so that you can create the life that you deserve and desire. And it's also going to help you shift paradigms, to change paradigms, and to really develop a creative mindset. Most of you know that I really coach a lot of entrepreneurs on how to make a $100,000 profit within their first year of business. So if you're interested in me coaching you, also you can take advantage of my coaching service. You can coach with me for a year, and I will certainly love to partner with you, and I have arranged it now so that you can make me 3 easy payments and coach with me for a year. Well, this has been a phenomenal night. What can I say? I tell you, Lee has just brought us so much information. I want you to remember that you can always go back and listen to my archives. Would you like to listen to Jack Canfield or Dr. John DeMartini or Lisa Nichols from The Secret or Marcy Shimoff from The Secret or maybe Marsha Weider from the movie Beyond The Secret? Just go back and listen to those podcasts again and again, and just let them feed your spirit. And just like Lee said, begin to take small steps on a daily basis. Maybe send an email, as I did to Lee. Maybe make a phone call and really begin to change the landscape of your life. Well, thank you for joining me. This is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, saying to you that when you change what you think and you change what you believe, you will begin to bring miracles in your life. God bless you and have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.